One. John, many thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Before we look ahead to the weekend's action involving Queens, let's go back to that magnificent occasion at Twickenham at the weekend. It was a sold-out crowd, cracking atmosphere, superb game. And to be fair, Queens dominated that game, actually. And I expect you guys are disappointed to only come away with just one losing bonus point.
We thought we put an awful lot of good stuff together. You know, you're in a results industry, and therefore you can't be anything other than disappointed to come out on the right side of the ledger. Equally, we've spoken at length during the course of the week about the real identity that we have as a team and what our X factor is, and worked very hard at trying to make sure that it was on the field of play. The trick now is to make sure that we're able to move forward from that. But, you know, Northampton are a quality side, we know that. But we stressed them in defence on a number of occasions. And when you score three tries against Northampton, you've got to think you've done some things right. But as I said, you know, we can't be as a group happy that we haven't come out and nailed the game. But very proud of the performance that the team put in on the day.
I suppose the turning point, if anything, John, came probably just to the early part of the second half, actually, when there was a penalty miss, and then virtually from that, Northampton broke away, got a try. But to be fair, you guys just kept plugging away and plugging away, especially towards the end of that game.
Well, you're right. It was certainly a bit of pill to swallow, because coming in 13-8 down, we thought we'd had dominance on the first half, and we spoke at length about what we were trying to get into our game at the start of the second. What a penalty immediately. Yeah, respectfully would have expected that to have been kicked to get it back to a two-point ball game. And then suddenly, it wasn't even that they broke away. It was actually a charge down out of nothing. And the fact that Myla then converts the kick in the corner, suddenly it's a 10-point swing. Mm-hmm. It's 3 points not gained for us and 7 gained for them. And it was a long, long way back from there, but you're right again that, you know, we really did knuckle down to the task, and you know, on two occasions we got back within 5 points, sadly couldn't get closer to that, but it was a very difficult thing to accept when you're 5 points down already, to suddenly find yourself down in a flash a further 7 when we should have been back within 2 points. It was very difficult, but you know, games do swing on such things, and you know, you've got to also understand that you work through those situations. Pleased to say that as a team, they certainly didn't buckle and kept going right to the final whistle.
Must be pleased as well, John, the amount of young players that are coming through from Queens. And, I mean, for instance, Sam Toomey scored a try as well, his first Premiership try at the weekend also. That must give you guys a huge amount of pleasure.
Financial regulations work for us. We do have a lot of young players who bubble underneath the homegrown players who bubble under the some of the main first choices. And yes, you're right, we are missing several players at the moment. But also, you know, we have total trust in the system that we have here and our ability to bring young players through. And, you know, we wouldn't have chosen to have had 4 or 5 of our first choice players unavailable for you know, a big Premiership game. But the guys have come in, and historically they've done it, and they continue to do it. They put their hands up and they come in and they show exactly why they're going to be a huge part of the Queens first team going forward.
So let's look ahead to the weekend's action. Now, this is one of those games, John, that I suppose on paper you'd be expected to win, but to be fair, London Welsh desperately want to win, don't they? They want to get that first win on the board. So this is a game you can't take lightly, can you?
Well, they won't want to win any more than we do or anybody else wants to. You know, we're all you know, professional animals, and we want to win games. That's what we're in the business of doing. So, of course, they'll want to win at the weekend, and they'll have their reasons for that. But equally, you know, we want to win, and we have our reasons for it. Yes, absolutely. Of course, it's not about underestimating anybody this weekend or last weekend or the weekend before. It's about looking at the challenge that we have in front of us. We know the areas that we're trying to advance in our game at the moment, and we have an opportunity on Sunday to put that on the field. state of everybody. No. But equally, we also know that we want to build on the performance of Saturday, but this time make sure we get the right results so we can start working our way up the table.
Yeah, as you say, that's imperative, quite right, John. Get the right results, start working your way up the table. If you can get a win against London Welsh, you've then got Leicester coming to the Stoop in a week or so's time as well. And if you can start putting a couple of wins together, all of a sudden you can start shooting up that table.
Yeah, I think it's, I think there are several teams who will, we all know the rules of the competition. You have to be in the top four to be able to win the Premiership. There are probably 8 or 9 sides who probably will still be aspiring to be in the top four. We certainly are. But there's no point talking about that. The bottom line is you've got to concentrate on what your next game is. What we do know is we're only halfway through the season, and an awful lot of people wrote us off last year, as I recall, saying that we couldn't possibly get into the top four, and we proved them wrong. Suddenly couldn't win the Premiership when we got into that, but we've been in the playoffs for the last 3 years, and you know, anybody who thinks that Harlequin's doing anything else other than trying to focus on wanting to do the best we can, which means trying to win things, then clearly they're underestimating us. We've got our eyes set firmly on trying to move up that table, but know that it'll only happen if we're performing to our best and putting on the table the sort of performance anyway, if not result, that we put in on Saturday.
John, best of luck for the weekend. As always, best of luck for the new year, and a very happy new year to you.
Yeah, no problems at all. Happy new year to you, and happy new year to all out there. Have a good time, and